Hello and welcome to Orbital, the Gadget 360 podcast. I'm your host Akhil Arora, and today we're going to talk about the new PUBG game, PUBG New State, with two amazing guests. We have Cyrus John.
Hey everyone, hi.
And we have Robin John.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hello, hello, hello the John Tag team, how are you?
all well, excited about PUBG coming back.
So why don't you talk about that, Cyrus?
Well, it's been a while since the moniker had completely gone off the grid when it comes to the Indian gaming, smartphone gaming market. But it's good to see that it's come back without, you know, dragging along with the controversies.
Mm.
Although I don't really find anything new about it, because obviously we've had Battlegrounds that we've been playing for a while now. It's just that in terms of aesthetics and graphics and all, yes, this is a breath of fresh air. But in terms of gameplay, I don't know whether Robin would agree with it. It kind of feels the same.
Yeah, it does feel same, but the graphics, the visuals look absolutely stunning this time around. And the mechanisms and all are almost similar to PUBG and BGMI. I'm not sure why they have launched a separate game for this.
I think it's just to keep the controversies away, because PUBG in itself was embroiled in so many controversies regarding data going to China, and it not, I mean, the data of the players being compromised. They really wanted themselves to establish in a controversy-free game, and along with it, get that PUBG moniker back in India, because people loved PUBG. I mean, smartphone gaming enthusiasts loved PUBG. And suddenly, if you take that game away from them, they feel lost. I mean, what are we going to do? Yes, substitutes came rolling in. We had Call of Duty initially, then Battlegrounds came into the picture. But again, even Battlegrounds Mobile India, people were calling PUBG, Naya PUBG hai, India ka PUBG hai. So, I mean, that name never got lost. So, bringing back PUBG, I don't know how it will affect the popularity of the game, because people have been playing Battlegrounds for a while now, and Battlegrounds is also being called, India's PUBG. So, I don't know how many people will shift, but they should. I honestly feel they should, because why do people play these games? They're visually appealing. You get better interface, better gameplay. I mean, you can list down the reasons why people should switch over to PUBG New State, and they've done their homework. It looks good, gameplay is good, and you get these nifty, cool, futuristic weapons and cars and toys to play with. I think the fact that the popularity in itself in the first few weeks, it's reached so many downloads, tells that people are ready to migrate. And the fact that they've launched this new game is clearly an indication that they want, it's a clean slate. They want to start afresh. But with the popularity of PUBG, they're riding on the popularity of PUBG. They just want another option to be there in the market, especially one that, you know, people really love to play on their mobile phones.
Yeah, one thing I know why people are shifting towards the PUBG New State is because of the servers.
Yeah.
So with BGMI, we used to play with only the Indian servers and the guys from India. Now we can play with 5 other servers, like from Asia, MENA, South Asia, South America, and everything else. So that's one of the main reasons why people are now moving to PUBG New State. And well, of course, the another reason why many of them are not moving is because the game is it's really heavy and it demands a lot from your smartphone, and not everyone owns a very good smartphone. So I think that's why not a lot of people are shifting as of now, and people are still sticking to BGMI. They may call it PUBG, but they will still stick to BGMI as of now. A couple of my friends have told me about this, and they are still saying ki, I'll still play BGMI only. I want to be shifting to PUBG New State as of now. I can see that the settings and all, they have changed a lot in the graphics and all. They said ki, they will be adding light version also. They have added light version, so you can play with light graphic settings and ultra frame rate settings. So that should help the smart people with smartphones that are not that costly.
Yeah, it also helps the smartphone manufacturers who are making these gaming dedicated devices, like the ROG series as an example. We always had that debate that the smartphone hardware is becoming so overwhelming that the games in the market currently do not require such high-end hardware. Where are the games? You have the phones in the market, but you don't have the games. So I think with the introduction of a better, more visually enhanced version of PUBG, a few of those questions will be answered. Yes, the games are in development. They are coming. it's demanding. Yes, these smartphones are there available in the market. So, I mean, the games will eventually come. And this could be a stepping stone into, you know, into the future of smartphone gaming, and especially hardcore multiplayer game. I think it really defines what these game developers are trying to do. Get them the games, get them the graphics, and people will start playing. You already have the hardware in the market. They just need more games to come out. And I think the new state is really defining and setting a benchmark for more of these multiplayer games to come forward.
So both of you have been playing PUBG New State for a few days or more than that now. So what are your sort of, you know, thoughts on how it's sort of, I mean, you know, Robin, can you talk about, you know, you spoke about how there's a lot of graphic settings. So does it run well on multiple sort of phones, or is it better suited, obviously, naturally for higher end phones?
Yeah, it does work on lower end phones as well, but I have noticed a couple of bugs and glitches here and there with frame drops and stuff on my Realme 6 Pro. And I tried playing it on the iPhone 12 as well, and there was no such issues. So I think so it will be optimized in the future. I hope so it does. And I haven't faced like heating issues and stuff. Like, I played on light settings and ultra frame rate, so that helped a lot. Right. But with the iPhone 12, I played on Max and Ultra. So, like, that was something else. The visuals were off the charts. Everything was really smooth. Well, it did hit my device, but it was an amazing experience.
Right. And how would you sort of, you know, differentiate? Like, what sort of gameplay-wise, how is it setting it apart from PUBG, what all sort of already exists as well simultaneously?
Yeah, like we said earlier, it's quite similar to PUBG and BGMI mechanism-wise, but the one thing that they have changed is hip fire. So when we used to rush on some squads, we used to we didn't ADS towards them, right? We used hip fire, and now that has been changed to shoulder fire. So the camera instantly moves towards your right shoulder or left shoulder depending on what you have set as settings. And you can just use that. That's a bit hard for me right now because I'm getting used to it. But that's one change on gameplay wise that I have found. And a couple of like prone settings and stuff. So when you go prone, the player now falls towards the ground instead of just lying down on the on their stomach. Right. So it's similar to the PC version of PUBG.
Right. What about you, Cyrus? What have you experienced as so far?
Yeah, I think a lot of the points that Robin mentioned about hip fire, yes. There are a lot of cues that have been taken forward from the PC version. I think it's like a compressed version of the PC version that was launched in 2017 of PUBG, and a lot of elements have been brought here. So I think what the developers are trying to do is get that PC experience in a more mobile version, which is excellent. Yes, in terms of visually, the maps, I mean, when a player is jumping off the plane, you can actually see the names of the maps or the locations where you're jumping. So you don't have to constantly keep switching between the map and the, you know, the entire area where you're jumping, because that was a pain.
Right.
You were in the lobby, you used to mark a location with everyone. Okay, yahan chalo, wahan chalo. And everybody used to be pointing and, you know, putting those cursors and markers. And us argument mein you didn't even land where you were supposed to. You landed somewhere else. So, yeah. So now what happens is you can see the names of the location where you want to land, and you can just say, okay, let's go there. Let's go here. So that is one visual cue that works in this favor. And new cars. I mean, I think not a lot of people notice this, but most of the cars and the bikes in the game are now electric. I can see a battery indicator whenever the fuel is going down. Before, we used to have fuel. Now the fuel cells are looking more like battery charge-ups that you insert into the car and run. So
the cars also like not make noise anymore?
They don't.
Yeah, they don't.
The motor, you used to hear the car's motor running. I mean, there's a distinct sound that you get when you're running a car on a diesel or a petrol engine. But with an electric car, you don't hear that sound. You had that wheezing sound that comes out from an electric car. That's the same sound that you are getting when you're driving or riding a motorcycle. So I think they've really gone the Tesla way and had more electric cars in the game, which I think they're sending out a message. ki 2051 we should all have electric cars, and that's how it is.
And what does it make it like easier to like run over people in gameplay wise? I don't know. I have no idea.
I think the speed and the torque and the pickup, everything remains the same. It's just that it's an electric version of the car and look more fancy, because yes, it is electric, it has to be fancy. So
no, I was wondering, like, if you can't hear the engine, can you like run over people because they won't know you're coming or something? I mean you can still hear the tire noise, but I don't know.
There's a very slight noise which you will be able to hear in terms of the audio cue, but hey, if you want to run over, I don't think anybody heard the sound before even. You just could see a car coming your way and you just duck or jump. That was the only way to avoid it. Sound never helped. So I don't think it's going to be helping in this version as well. But yes, in terms of the overall look and feel of this new game, it's much more better than the older version. You have new guns. There's a new DSRI, new bolt action rifle that's been introduced. You have new melee weapons, and you can actually pull out a shield, a barricade shield now. And you can take cover. You can even take cover behind the doors of cars. Yeah, so what happened earlier, you couldn't do that. You just got out of the car and that's it. But now when you get out of the car, you can open the door and take cover behind it. So that these are excellent small cues and elements that the game has added.
Yeah, it makes it more realistic, right?
It is more realistic. And some of the bugs that Robin was talking about, yes, because these are initial days of the game, and the same thing happened with PUBG when it was launched. There were a lot of bugs, there were a lot of problems that gamers and the gaming community were talking about, and the developers fixed it. Because PUBG has such a huge community online, they will be getting these problems and bugs being addressed, the moment somebody mentions it. It is going to go viral and people are going to be start posting about it on social media. And the people who are developing, they keep a track of what is wrong with the game, what the problem is, and they can fix it. So I think the biggest advantage that PUBG Newset has, it has such a big community that if there are any problems, they can be fixed in a snap of a finger. So I think that really works in their favor.
Have you seen this kind of sort of response, like, sorry to cut you off, Robin, but like, have you seen this kind of response on BGMI? Like how, even though it's like a separate sort of version of a game for us, like do the developers respond quickly in terms of fixing things?
They have, because when I was talking, I had interviewed a couple of these YouTubers when they were streaming their games. When I was talking to them, it's not about the entire community as such, because these developers are so closely connected with these YouTubers. They tend to get in touch with them, they get them early access to the game, and these YouTubers and the streamers, they play day and night to find these little bugs. So because the community is so strong in India as well, because most of the players playing Battlegrounds are Indians, so they're able to communicate the message across by, you know, having these influencers and YouTubers on their roster. So when they play the game, they find any faults, they can directly communicate it to them. With PUBG, yes, I'm sure they would have got in touch with these gamers and YouTubers. But PUBG in itself has such a big community online. You have these forums where people can, you know, put their redressals and talk about the bugs and issues. They are tracking PUBG in itself. Krafton is tracking this, and they are, you know, relaying the message across to the developers saying, these are the problems, please fix it. In addition to the inputs that they get from these YouTubers and bloggers. So that's the advantage I'm talking about. It's such a huge game, and the community is so big that even if there are bugs, they are being quickly fixed so that, you know, people can get on with the gaming and enjoy it as much as possible.
Sorry, Robin, what were you trying to say earlier?
Yeah, amidst this discussion, we forgot to mention that the cars now have autopilot.
Oh, right.
Exactly. I was like, what?
Properly futuristic.
Yeah, exactly. The only caveat with it is that we have to steer around. It just goes straight, but we have to steer around.
How is that autopilot then?
Yeah, it's not exactly autopilot. It's like autopilot in air quotes. It just goes straight.
It's like those automation in Tesla cars.
Yeah, that's not really helpful.
And we also have, we can also store ammos and stuff in the trunk of our cars right now.
So does the car like just start automatically the moment you get in, or do you have to at least first accelerate and then it keeps going?
No, it has on and off button now.
Oh, okay. At least it's not though. You got into the car and the car just starts moving. Like, I don't want to move. I just want to sit here.
No, we have a toggle for autopilot now.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not forced on everyone.
No, I mean, earlier as well, you used to get into the car, you could just sit there, but the engine used to be running. So the moment you got in, the engine started and you could, you just had the forward and backward buttons. It's the same now. You just get in, the car is active. You just need to make sure that you, you know, press that or tap on that forward or backward key or set it to autopilot. You have to make sure that it's in motion for the controls to work.
Robin, you were talking about how, you know, like, so there's like two camps, right? Like one camp is like, we want to move, like we want to experience this new game and PUBG moniker is back. And then there's other camp, which is like, you know, like, well, maybe, you know, our phones can run BGMI better, so we just stick there. And I'm also wondering, like, is there like a sort of, you know, dilemma in like gamers' minds about, you know, is this sort of like, now that we have sort of almost two PUBG games, like, is that going to sort of, is that going to sort of fracture the community, like in the player base? Or like, does Krafton think there's enough like people to go around that that's not going to be an issue?
Yeah, I don't think so. That's going to be a big of an issue because the people are still sticking to BGMI because of how the game is simple compared to the new state.
Right.
With new state, you have all this futuristic stuff and all the Erangel map is completely changed. We have a new map named as Troy. But with BGMI, the people are sticking with it because we ported our accounts from PUBG, the previous one. And they have all their achievements, the rank system and everything already in there. So that's one of the reasons why I think so many people are sticking to BGMI. And with PUBG New State, you cannot use that account. You cannot port those ones back here. And so you will not have all those achievements and stuff in this. So that's, I think so, one of the reasons why many of them are sticking besides the device support. That's it.
Okay. But like the time you've spent with the game, both of you, have you like... Is there a wait time issue or like is there both games that you're jumping in like very soon as into them?
I had wait time issue. The first time that I was logging in, I had trouble with the servers. I mean, sometimes there was a moment that the game crashed and I exited the game. There was a moment where I had to wait about, I think, 12 minutes.
Wow.
There was a wait time in the lobby I had to wait for. And after that, I entered the game. I was like, so... It's not that I could have just exited and then re-entered and maybe got into a server where I could gain access faster. I just wanted, it was just curiosity and I wanted to see how long it actually makes me wait in the lobby. Right. So initially the waiting, there was a moment where I had a waiting time of almost 12 minutes. So there are issues. I'm not saying it's like it's a full-fledged game and it's all ready to play. Yes, it is out there, but there are issues that need to be addressed. And because a lot of people are jumping into this PUBG New State bandwagon, the gaming community will have to wait for the issues to be sorted in terms of server, in terms of even pings. A lot of people aren't getting decent pings to play. So I don't think the Battlegrounds community needs to worry because like Robin mentioned, because of the achievements and accolades that these people have got in terms of UCs and their skins and everything, people want to hold on to that. These intrinsic things matter to them a lot, which is why they spent, you know, a lot of money. I've heard of gamers spending lakhs on these skins and these unboxings. And when I speak to them, I mean, I generally ask them, "Aapko milta kaise?" They say ki nahi bhai, community ko acha dikhane, community ki tarah hamare jo followers hain, just to maybe show off and all that. That's the response they give. Man, excellent. Yeah, it's just like you're modifying your cars and spending expensive money. That's the only reason they you know, spend this amount of money to buy skins and upgrade their hardware. So the same is going to start, you know, slowly and steadily in PUBG New State. But since a lot of people have already invested so much in Battlegrounds, the transition and the migration is going to happen really slowly. I think New State will take time for that popularity to be garnered because hey, it's a better game. I personally think it's a much better game because of the little, you know, elements like, hey, you can even so what happens in a battle royale game. In Call of Duty Mobile, you could respawn your teammates by going to certain sections on the map and then, you know, calling them back. There's the same option in New State where you can respawn your dead teammate by, you know, buying a flare gun. There are drones now which you can call upon with certain credits that you collect, you know, in the entire map. So all of these little elements kind of intrigue you to try out the game. And in that process, if you really like it, if you feel it's better than Battlegrounds Mobile India, so I'm sure people would want to you know play it. In terms of gameplay and experience, there's not much of a difference, but those little elements, like just I mentioned, that respawn, the drones, the graphics in itself, if they are alluring enough, I think people will start migrating as soon as possible.
Yeah, this drones thing is very intriguing to me. Robin, can you like tell us what this drones thing is? What is happening?
So these guys have made a drone store itself. So you can buy a scout drone, a red flare gun, a green flare gun, which as Cyrus said, helps you revive your teammate. And you have EV batteries as well for the Teslas and everything. And you get other ammos, medical kits, and everything.
Your car is going to run out of charge at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
My God.
You need an EV battery for that.
This is very too realistic.
No, so in PUBG as well, we used to run out of fuel. So we had to like scout for fuel. It's the same thing.
Okay, fair enough then.
Yeah, so you have to like add stuff into your cart and then buy this stuff. And a drone comes over you wherever you place the marker for the delivery. And the drone comes and drops off to you a cart. And then you go ahead and shoot a scout drone. But the drone basically goes over to a place. You can control it via your screen itself. Hmm. You have to go over there and see if anybody is hiding here and there. And then you can send in your team for a quick ambush.
Okay, so the drone is limited to scout drone. Like the drone cannot fire on it itself.
No. It doesn't do anything.
They haven't reached the America stage.
Yeah.
It's like what you have in Ghost Recon. These scout drones and, pinpointing enemies.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Like, the moment you said drones, I was like, is it like the Division or something now? Like, you can send drones to, like, just do your bidding.
But one problem I had with these drones, so I had ordered some ammo. So I was, like, cornered in a building. Enemies firing here and there. I ordered for some ammo. Okay. But when I, like, placed the order, this really doesn't, fall true to the whole 30 minutes may delivery nahi to free wala system. I had to wait. I think 2 minutes or something for that drone to come. In that time, that zone compressed and the drone was out of the zone. I couldn't even get the stuff. I know what the hell. It took 2 minutes for the drone to come and I had to wait inside that building hoping not to die. But when I ran out, I could see that drone is hanging over the building and it came after the zone had compressed. So that was one silly thing. Then I realized in order for you to plan better, make sure that the drone where you want it is inside the zone, not outside. Because in terms of delivery time, these drones are really slow.
Clearly, this is not a smart drone.
No, not clearly. The guy's getting killed. Yeah, please hurry.
Then you probably should like launch a DLC. Where you can go to the drone store and expanding on your joke, Cyrus.
Maybe have a fast drone service.
Yeah, so partner with Domino's, so then you can get a delivery guarantee.
30 seconds, Nathan, please give ammo for free.
Something similar happened to me. I was playing with a couple of my friends. So I died from like a squad came over me and they killed me and finished me off.
And then the drone came.
No. So a friend of mine came from behind. He got the green flare gun, but he ordered the drone and the zone is compressing. The drone legit stuck on a tree. It's legit stuck on a tree and I'm like, bhai, please let me play.
This is too realistic. This game is too realistic.
Oh my god.
This is like how drones happen, right? Every time you like watch a drone blooper video, the drone goes into a tree.
I can't believe
Crafton quite like made that as well.
Quite realistic.
Yeah.
Can't tell if it's a feature or a bug.
Yeah, we can't actually. But it's very close to what would happen if real drones were flying around. Trees and wires are obvious problems. So yeah, I mean, it's good that they're keeping it as close to reality, but it's not good when the gamer is waiting gamer to be like...
Yeah.
Because like a zone isn't realistic. Like I'm not going to die just because a zone closes on me. So like,
exactly.
Stop with these realistic drones. Just give me my ammo.
Yeah, exactly. And fast.
Fast. I think the final thing I have to touch upon then is, PUBG sort of become more than a game as well, right? Like they announced that in the Asian Games upcoming, you can actually participate and win a medal. Like that's what, esport allows you to do.
E-sports.
You're basically like an athlete now. So do you think that's sort of also going to cause like people to sort of, not come to this game very soon, because, you know, there might be like a inclination of like, oh, let's see how good I can be in PUBG, which is actually an esport, but while PUBG Newstead is not an esport.
It's a good thing. I really favor this move that they're introducing it in like competitive national games. I had a discussion with ASUS as well a while back of why they haven't yet introduced games like these into esports, into you know, competitive competitions like these.
Right.
So it's good that they're giving, and yes, they are athletes. I mean, to practice and to win these games, it's not just because you're good on the keyboard, you know, you're good. These guys practice day in, day out, like 24 hours in terms of not only getting good hardware, but getting familiar with the keyboard, the movement of the players, and where exactly they need to position their players, tactics. There's a lot going on. So it's actually an exercise. It's a mental exercise.
It's even tougher on a mobile screen, because like it's not even like you can't use peripherals, right? Like on a computer game, sure, like you've got customized keyboards, but on a phone, you're quite limited in... I mean, you can attach accessories, like there are, you know, stuff.
Yeah, I don't think they let you attach accessories. Fingers are the only thing that you have. So you have four fingers, five fingers. That's all. That's all you get to use. So no accessories or anything. Which is why exactly it's a challenge. I mean, the athletes use their muscles, their legs to win medals, right? You're doing the same thing. It's just that you're doing it in a game. It's actually a mobile game. So It's great that they're introducing this as an opportunity for people to represent their country at a national level in competitive games. It's high time now, because there are so many competitive games that are happening, and there are actually so many esports tournaments that are happening globally. People are investing in esports, so it's high time that they introduced it. With PUBG, since the gameplay is so similar across all these, the banned PUBG, were the Chinese version, the Indian version, and also the new state, since the gameplay is so similar, whether or not people will migrate to PUBG new state just to, you know, participate in a tournament, that's something that I really can't say. But
it's the opposite, right? Like PUBG new state doesn't have the tournament.
Oh, then it's fine.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's for the BGMI players, yeah.
Then it clearly works against PUBG, a new state, because it doesn't really, you know, get in... I mean, you can't really have PUBG new state in esports, then it doesn't make sense for people to play PUBG new state, because they could be playing the regular game. But since PUBG new state, because of the graphics, because of the gameplay and all that, that have been introduced, it's not long that they will have new state in some of the esports tournaments in the future. Since it's new right now in India, I mean, it's been launched, it's been a while since it's been launched internationally and globally. But since it's new in India, it's going to take some time for esports bodies to recognize the game, so that they'll get to know, yes, players are playing this, let's get new state also into the roster of the game.
Yeah, which is why like what the Krafton keeps doing, you know, all those monthly bans they keep handing is so important, right? Because like that's the first qualification for an esport, right? Like developers have to ensure that any kind of cheating is not possible.
Yeah, and I think since it's new, this kind of an anti-cheat system
that's gonna take time. They'll have to refine it over time, because it's like a cat and mouse thing, right? Like developers make something, the cheaters figure out another way. So it's just like, until they sort of block every sort of possible loophole, it's not gonna it's gonna take time.
Yeah, so right now, since it's new, I don't think the developers are really worried about esports as such. They're just working hard to refine the game properly so that people don't have problems playing it, and it's less buggy, and cheaters are not plaguing the platform.
Okay, any closing thoughts, Robin? What are you hoping will come out of PUBG Newstead?
Yeah, I'm hoping, like we saw how PUBG started marketing themselves with the tournaments and stuff in the earlier days. I think PUBG Newstead will also do that, because it's currently new and it's a bit overwhelming for all of the people right now, because like there are so many new things to see, the controls, the new cars, the new guns and stuff.
Right.
So I think over time things will get better and they will host some tournaments, I think.
Okay then. I guess that does it. Thank you so much, Cyrus and Robin, for joining us and talking to us about PUBG Newstead.
Thank you for having us. It was great.
Thank you for having us.
That's all for this episode of Orbital. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and Instagram at KJ360. You can write to us at podcast@KJ360.com, and we will see you with a new episode next week.